Oak and maple trees still dominate suburban landscapes, but another variety has been coming on strong. All about this honey of a tree on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-1949. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-1949. That's 1-800-924-1949.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 12th, the 163rd day of the year. What's that tree with the fern-like leaves and flat brown seed pods that seem to be taking over suburban landscapes? It's the honey locust tree, and it's the choice of many landscapers for replacing the disappearing American elm. The honey locust has a rich history in American landscape. The seeds were once a source of livestock feed, and the sharp thorns were used for spear tips, sewing needles, and as an early form of barbed wire. Today, the tree is available in seedless varieties and without thorns and mostly prized as a shade tree. The fern-shaped leaf blades are ideal for allowing turf grass to thrive in its dappled shade. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.